USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Canadian Prime Minister Kim Campbell apologized for posting a tweet rooting for Hurricane Dorian to hit President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort as the storm barrels toward the Florida coast. She said, "I've deleted my tweet about the hurricane and Mar-a-Lago and sincerely apologize to all it offended. It was intended as sarcasm, not a serious wish of harm. I should have known better." Campbell, who served as the first and only female prime minister in Canada for less than 5 months in 1993, was exonerated online for her remark, which some characterized as insensitive. Dorian strengthened to a Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of over 130 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. As the storm approaches Florida on Sunday and Monday, Dorian could be the first Category 4 or higher hurricane to make landfall in Florida's East Coast since 1992, when Hurricane Andrew was blamed for 44 deaths in the state. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
There's a new study out regarding our kids and what they eat. USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
This new study says fast food could have something to do with the rise in depression among middle school-aged kids in America. And more specifically, the bad news could be a diet that's heavy on fast food and light on plant-based foods. Researchers at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, who tested a group of middle schoolers, found very high levels of sodium, but very low levels of potassium, and they think that has something to do with it. They say high sodium levels is evidence of highly processed foods, not just fast food, but also frozen meals and unhealthy snacks. Low potassium is a sign of a diet that lacks in healthy fruits and vegetables.
It's early in the college football season, and there have been some top 20 teams in action. Number 19, Wisconsin. Number 18, Michigan State. Number 8, Florida. Number 1, Clemson. Texas A&M, Utah, and UCF, all winners. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new survey from J.D. Power shows that the alerts from new driver assist systems are so annoying that some motorists are turning them off. J.D. Power said the findings are a major concern for automakers who want to sell the systems and prepare drivers for automated vehicles. The survey found that 23% of drivers with systems that keep vehicles in their lanes view the alert as annoying. The results vary by brand, with up to 30% finding the alerts bothersome in other brands. Of the drivers who don't like the alerts, 61% go as far as disabling the systems completely. J.D. Power surveyed over 16,400 people from February through July who bought or leased a 2019 vehicle in the past 90 days. America's much-maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage, preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years. Independent reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.